This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It doesn't mean grizzly bears won't eventually be reintroduced into the wilds of Washington state, but citizens who would have to live with them are now going to have their voices heard. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says it's an imperative.
The most important thing is to have input, to have the citizens of the areas most impacted by the introduction of grizzly bears to be heard and taken into consideration before any decisions are made.
Newhouse says the Department of Interior will take time to evaluate more public input.
I've had commitment by Department of Interior that they will proceed with at least two more public hearings, public listening sessions, to get that feedback, that input from residents of North Central Washington. I don't believe those have been scheduled yet, but we have been working with the agency to find the proper time and locations to have those so that we can get as many people as possible to attend.
Newhouse says federal agencies must also take sound science into account when making these decisions.
And so we're moving forward on a couple of different angles at this, but I certainly do not want the Department of Interior to move forward without that important input from the citizens of Central Washington.
The Washington Farm Bureau, several counties, Washington Cattlemen's Associations, and other groups oppose the reintroduction of grizzlies.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.